Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, a new report from the New York Post says that Apple is in serious talks with Major League Baseball in the United States about broadcast rights. Presumably, Apple would bundle MLB baseball streaming as part of Apple TV Plus or as some kind of add-on tier. The report says that if a deal is reached, Apple would start airing MLB games as soon as next season. Exact details of the deal were not disclosed, so we're still kind of just guessing about what could happen here. But the package that is believed to be on the table is weekday national games that were previously owned by ESPN until last season. And of course, this isn't the first time that it's been reported Apple is interested in expanding Apple TV Plus with live sports. Other reports have indicated the company has had talks for college football and NFL football. Live sports are becoming increasingly important in the streaming wars, and it makes sense that Apple, with its large pile of cash, would want to participate. Whether or not anything comes of these MLB negotiations remains to be seen, but it is clear Apple is interested at some point expanding into live sports. In other news today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is still years away from adding any major new health sensors to the Apple Watch. The report says that Apple is testing three big new features for the Apple Watch, including blood sugar monitoring, the ability to take your blood pressure, and a body temperature sensor. All of these sensors have been rumored for a while, but what's new is the expectation that they probably aren't coming anytime soon, especially this year. While the body temperature sensor was initially believed to be on the roadmap for the Apple Watch Series 8, Bloomberg says that internal chatter about this feature has slowed down recently. This doesn't necessarily mean that it's not still coming later this fall, but it does seem to imply that Apple might have hit a roadblock in its development. So with that in mind, the only new health feature we could see with this year's Apple Watch Series 8 is the ability to detect advanced sleep patterns and sleep apnea, which was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. But it's important to keep in mind that we're still around 8 months away from the introduction of the Apple Watch Series 8, so Apple's plans could definitely change before then. Apple is said to have three new Apple Watch models on the way this year, including the Series 8, an updated version of the SE, and an all-new rugged model for extreme sports. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. If you're keeping track of a new New Year's resolution, HabitMinder is a must-have application for your iPhone and your Apple Watch. HabitMinder is designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. It features a clean and simple interface and more than 50 predefined habit ideas that are available to choose from. But of course, you can also create your own habits and track them directly in the application. You can view statistics for how well you've been achieving your new habits every day, quickly log your habits via the HabitMinder application on Apple Watch, customize all of your habits to be exactly how you want them to be, and view progress directly from your iPhone's home screen using home screen widgets. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store for iPhone and Apple Watch and Mac as a free download. Rounding out today, Apple has officially discontinued its Beats Pill Plus portable Bluetooth speaker that was first announced in 2015. This speaker was actually the first totally new product to come from Apple under the Beats brand following its $3 billion acquisition of the company in 2014. The product has now been discontinued without a clear replacement. It's still available from select third-party retailers, but the Beats Pill Plus has been completely scrubbed from both the Beats and Apple websites. While Apple has introduced new Beats headphones and earbuds at a rapid pace since its acquisition of the company, The same can't be said when it comes to standalone speakers. Currently, Apple sells its own HomePod Mini smart speaker, but with the discontinuation of the Beats Pill Plus, it no longer sells any Beats-branded speakers. The Beats Pill Plus was the one and only Beats-branded speaker still being sold by Apple, so now that it's been discontinued, the entire lineup is also gone. In 2018, a sketchy rumor indicated that Apple was planning a $200 AirPlay-enabled smart speaker with Beats branding, but this has yet to come to fruition, and it's unclear if the product is even still in development, or ever was to begin with. The product could have also turned out to be the HomePod Mini, which was ultimately released separate from the Beats brand. So now there is a clear hole in Apple's speaker lineup that was once filled by the Pill Plus. The HomePod Mini is small but not portable. It's also not battery powered and requires Wi-Fi connectivity to function. So as of right now, it's unclear if Apple has any additional Beats speakers on the way. But in the meantime, if you're looking for a portable speaker with Bluetooth and AirPlay, your best option is from Sonos. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.